The Lord strengthen us with His mercy and His courage. It's May the 15th, 2015. And this is a difficult message. This is not a happy message, but this is what the Lord had to say tonight. I asked Him what He wanted to talk about, and He said, a nation at war. So I'll go ahead and begin the message. He began, this is when a country's priorities do a complete about-face from prosperity and productivity to defense. Although I hate war, sometimes it is the only alternative when a country has become set in its ways and overly secure. When a nation decides to go it alone without my providential arm. But Lord, we as a nation haven't done that, have we? Compliance with ungodly governance is a sure sign of a dying country and one that no longer has any need for God. Your country passed that mark a long time ago. Now you are facing the inevitable consequences. Teachers did not have to comply with the ungodly statutes. There should have been an public outcry long ago. But everyone was so interested in their status quo that it went by without a fight. One statute after another slipped through quietly. One case after another dismissed and ruled against. The march to destruction continued. The groundwork is so well laid and quietly executed that the masses never bothered with it. Prosperity was far more important. Maintaining the lifestyle was everything, as the economy was threatened. Let's not upset the apple cart. After all, don't we have enough to do keeping the economy on its feet? Just a little indifference, then a little more and more, until the general public is lulled into a deep sleep, only to wake up to foreign troops on their soil, and the end of their democracy. Yes, it will end in a dictatorship. That is what is about to take over for those who are compliantly sitting by and watching their country eroded and swept out to sea, little by little. So now is the time of the death blow. Yes, I shall be a part of this. This will bring these people to their senses to wake up and respond as if their nation truly mattered. But where is the support for this awakening of the people? Outnumbered and outgunned, it's a tenuous battle. Surely the losses will be tremendous. Nonetheless, I shall turn the tide when it seems that the light has totally gone out in this country. Just a glimmer of hope, and I shall fan it back into a flame, and many will arise to take back the ground that was lost. They will be Gideon's 300 against a plague of godless, animalistic forces, some resembling men in form, but totally bankrupt in character. This will be a historic battle that will prove that I am with this country, and it shall be reestablished. In God we trust. Until then, the losses will be horrific. Starvation, annihilation, and genocide will depopulate this country for men of another race to take over. Were I not on her side, America would be no more. Just as I punished Israel, so shall I punish this people. Exile will not be the choice, rather execution. Yet there shall remain a remnant, and from that remnant will be a valiant people who will reestablish this country according to my principles. The wickedness of the former government shall be completely ruined. Not one brick shall remain, as I will swallow it up in blackness. The very foundations of this evil and double-minded people. Satan will have accomplished his ends for this nation. But out of the ashes will arise a people fearlessly devoted to me. and from them I shall repopulate America. What is there left to say? If anyone is to go into captivity they will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword they will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people. Nonetheless, I will not abandon my faithful ones, but will deliver them from the scourge that is to be released in this nation. They will worship me in heaven and return with me to reestablish righteousness among the nations. Cry out for mercy, and with mercy I will comfort the remnant and the fallen of this nation. Well, I'm sorry, dear family, that this is such a gloomy message, but I think it's important for us to remember that the Lord is merciful and that he will not abandon this nation. There's just a correction that needs to go on, and it's going to be for the whole world as well. So let's pray for his mercy. And the Lord just gave Ezekiel a word about this word that the Lord had given. He who walks with God and whose words are good and honest, he who will not take money received from wrongdoing and will not receive money given in secret for wrongdoing, he who stops his ears from hearing about killing and shuts his eyes from looking at what is sinful, he will have a place on high. His safe place will be a rock that cannot be taken over, and he will be given food and will have water for sure. This is Isaiah 33:15-16. And what really stands out is with those with that moral character, that group of people, the remnant, will have a place on high. And his safe place will be a rock that cannot be taken over. We'll cling to that. And for those who hear this message, this is tremendous encouragement that those who are good and righteous in the sight of God will be given a place on high and a rock that cannot be taken over.